Well, there are some critical road projects, such as bridge repairs, that have been awaiting funding. Now dozens of those projects are going to get some badly needed federal money. Joining us live is U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Secretary, always good to have you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You're Santa Claus, huh? You're giving away $500 million to these state programs here, including the 50 states and D.C. who are going to get some money for these projects.
Yeah, look, this is what's known as our Tiger program. This is the fourth time that we've awarded these funds. The D.C. Maryland area will benefit. The Kenilworth Garden Trail is going to get some additional $10 million for four missing miles that will connect hundreds of other miles of existing trails around D.C. and Maryland. And this really helps complete a very, very important opportunity for people to bike and walk around the district. It connects a number of neighborhoods, including the Anacostia area and National Ballpark, Navy Yard. Anyway, it's this $10 million will go to really connect these hundreds of miles of bike paths and finish a great project.
There are so many real transportation needs all across the country. How do you decide which projects are the most deserving? What criteria do you use?
The criteria really is, can the money be spent quickly? Can people go to work during this construction season and perhaps finishing up next construction season? And we really rely on our partners, who are the mayors around communities who send us good projects, and other organizations that send us good projects. But the key really is, can people be put to work quickly? This is an opportunity to take advantage of a construction season when we don't have a transportation bill, when we're waiting for Congress to pass a transportation bill, and we can get some money into communities that'll put construction workers to work in good-paying jobs.
How many jobs do you think you can create, or at least on a temporary basis, doing this?
With the $500 million that we announced on Friday, we will create thousands of jobs all over America. When you look at the list, it's roads, it's bridges, it's transit systems, it's streetcars, it's walking and biking paths. So many opportunities that people have just been shortchanged on, communities have been, because we don't have a transportation bill. And here you have these construction workers sitting around waiting for a project to be funded, and we jumpstart their opportunity this year with a good-paying job and an opportunity to do what they know how to do best, build our infrastructure.
You know, we're doing some reports this morning on areas around here that are subject to continuous road delays because of ongoing construction. Is this going to mean more of that around the country?
Well, it will, but you know what? The good thing about that is friends and neighbors are working. We know that in the construction building trades and people that build roads and bridges and transit systems, there's much as high as 40% unemployment. So I know people get irritated when they see these orange cones and the delays, but it means that friends and neighbors are working in good-paying jobs, and it means that America's infrastructure is being repaired. So we ask people to be patient and think about the opportunities that are being created to fix up infrastructure, but more importantly, to put people to work.
Patience? You're asking us for patience? We don't have much when it comes to driving these days.
Everybody wants to be in the front of the line, don't they?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Everybody,
I mean, are there some?
Wants the shortcut.
Are there some things we all could do, and maybe if we paid attention more closely to doing it, we could alleviate the degree to which some of these road projects cause us to have delays?
Well, look, at we know that these kind of projects are going to cause delays. There's no way around that. And but I think when people figure out that as they're driving to work, there's somebody working on that road, and that's as important as any job. And that's what this $500 million does. It gives us an opportunity to give people a job during a very, very tough time in our economy.
Good to talk to you this morning, Mr. Secretary. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Ray LaHood, Secretary of Transportation.